With the price of gas hovering around $4 a gallon, it may be tempting for some to zoom away from the pump without paying. That's apparently what's been happening at some service stations in Britain. Over there, a gallon of gas costs close to $9. So now a few station owners are fighting back. They've installed a system to discourage drivers from ripping them off. It's called the Drive Stop. Jaginda Singh Mudar is the system's inventor. Now, how exactly does the Drive Stop discourage drivers from ripping off gasoline?
Well, basically what it does, in the event of a drive-off, the operator realizes that somebody's trying to leave the pump or leave the forecourt without paying. They will activate the drive stop audio visual warning, stingers pop up, and deflate the rear tires and bring in the vehicle to halt within, say, 100 to 200 yards.
Stingers pop up, so we're talking like spikes come up from the ground and pop the tires?
That's correct. It's based. It's loosely based on the police stinger, which has been used successfully throughout a number of years. What we've done is just simply taken the police stinger and gave it some intelligence.
Right. Now, I understand that your family owned a gas station a few years back and that you've actually had some personal experiences of gas thieves. Tell me what happened.
Well, we were actually new to drive-offs. We never experienced until we actually, my parents took ownership of a gas station. And what happened was, within 18 months, the sheer number of drive-offs we were getting was outstripping the profits we were making in the shop, to the point our accountant turned around and says that it's financial suicide. Should we continue with the business? So, unfortunately, we had to surrender it.
And in England, there are a lot of closed-circuit TV cameras all over the place. It seems like that's part of the culture. What about using them to just get the registration numbers off the cars?
I had a detective chief inspector approach me last week from the West Midlands inquiring about the drive stop, because last year they had over 33,000 number plates stolen, and some of these number plates end up on vehicles that are used to do drive-offs and then move on further to sort of commit other crimes. And CCTV at that point becomes totally useless because the number plate is not registered to the vehicle.
It seems to me the best preventive measure of all would be to do what we have here in the United States at most gas stations, which is you pay before you actually pump. You have to either go into the shop and give them, the amount of money you want to pump, or you use a credit card, and that way it's all kind of paid ahead of time.
We have similar systems trialed in this area of, in the UK as well, but one of the things we found is that the shop is actually the lifeline of the business. The margins they make on fuel alone are very, very minute, and especially with today's rise in crude oil and petrol prices. And so the gas station's only source of lifeline is actually the profits from the shop, and you would sort of lose that if there was the pay-at-pump sort of system implemented.
So you want people to come into the shops and buy candy bars and Cokes?
Of course, because that's where our major profit comes from.
What's been the demand for the system so far? And is it rising with the cost of oil?
Well, oil has certainly been one of the major contributing factors to the demand. But I think what's happened is that public awareness, businesses are suddenly realizing that there is a device out there, and it basically does what it says on the box.
It does seem kind of like a drastic measure. I'm wondering if you've had any bad feedback about this.
I've often said it's sad that, I've had to go ahead and design a device, of such measures, but at the end of the day, it was sort of designed with the cooperation of the legal entities as well as, believe it or not, the corporates who do this kind of crime, because I simply basically went up to these people and said, okay, what would stop you from stealing from me? And their simple answer was, well, make us pay. And that's exactly what I've done, is I've threatened them, if they're going to steal from my gas station, then they better be prepared to pay for two brand new tires.
Jaginda Singh Mudar has been speaking with us from Birmingham, England. He's the inventor of the Drive Stop, a system he designed to prevent drivers stealing gas for their cars at service stations. You can read more about the Drive Stop at theworld.org. Jaginda, thanks very much.
Thank you very much, sir.